please.
See if you can get Bill Moyer.
Moyer, thank you, sir.
Dick, I want you to get the best figures on the last pole, the front lash and back lash, with the last client of them that you can. I know you got a good one of Roper, and I know you got a good one of Gallup, I know you got a good one of Harris, and I know you, then I would thank you two or three big states like New York, and call Bill Moyer and tell him to make copies of them, distribute them to all the networks, and try to get some of our people, like Connolly and others, to point out then what the polls show on the front lash. You use nothing but the word front lash. Quit talking about back lash. Tell it to really stampede that convention with front lashes today.
All right.
Try to round it out. Now, the back lash is 10 to 15%, front lash 25-30, a place I've seen in California 33-1.
Yes, sir. Good way.
Now, anyone else?
No, I didn't want to say it.
Yeah, 8 o'clock. They gave all those figures that I sent into you. Really did a good job on it. Just saying it's the best figures they've ever seen anywhere on this Negro, Jewish, Catholic, and all that. He was on that 5 minutes.
Was that to New York? Was that to NBC poll?
Yeah. Wrote the poll. And then he said that we have information that, you know.
President calling him.
Yes?
This is Mr. Moyer, Mr. President.
Bill.
Yes, sir.
Dick Nelson's in here, and I asked him to call you up a minute and to give you where you can write down and have copied, and you try to do the propaganda job today with Nancy and with all the networks, and then try to get a half dozen of our people talking about front lash.
All right, sir.
The great front lash. And we ought to get some of our folks from New York, and we ought to... if I were you, I'd go talk to Bobby Kennedy and show him what the polls say and see if he won't make some comment on the front lash how the Republicans are quitting.
All right, sir.
Can't do it. And see if anybody else that's got any press around
him. All right, sir.
Let's bury him in front lash today. Now, roughly what it shows, Roper, Gallup, Harris, what other polls should we got?
Three nationals,
and then we got some state polls. And they show the backlash is 10 to 15. The front lash is 25 to 33.
All right, sir.
And the front lash is liberals, independents, moderate Republicans. It shows he's only getting one independent out of four, where Nixon got two. It shows Nixon got 92% of the Republicans. He's only got 60. Roper only gives him 50. Gives us 27 and 50.
All right, sir.
Well, he's got two out of three Republicans, whereas Nixon had 9 out of 10.
All right, sir.
Now, we got to sell it every place we can. That ought to be our one propaganda thing today.
All right. I will get on it.
Now, what are your ideas? What is this NBC says that you said that I was going to announce my vice president today?
I don't know where that came from. It's silly. The only network correspondent I've talked to is Roger Mudd, whom I laughingly, he asked me, when will the president make his choice known? And I laughingly said, before midnight Thursday, I'm sure.
Well, I wouldn't laughingly do it. I just say, I don't know. You don't have to be wise. Because it's got it quoted. It's up in the press conferences down here. And so they're quoting him, asking George.
All right. I don't know where that thing came from.
Well, that's where it came from. When you laughingly said something to him, you're a major character, Bill. You're going to be quoting. Well, I just say I sure don't know.
All right. My judgment after watching everything up here is that this announcement tonight will be well received, and it'll be on prime time, and it'll be a good thing to do from the standpoint of audience participation and nationwide ratings. We're running anywhere from 3 to 5 million people ahead of what the Republicans watched in San Francisco on television.
Well, why can't you get that put out?
Well, I gave that out this morning to Ed Morgan. I figured they ought to need it. ABC.
Are they the ones that are in trouble with the ratings?
Yes, sir. Yeah, NBC has 60% of the had 60% of our audience last night and the night before. CBS had 27%, 23%, and ABC only had about 7%. So NBC is the key. Now, no one knows that there's rumor to the effect that you may make the announcement on television tonight, but nobody knows for sure, and people are, they're all standing around the hall expectantly waiting some kind of announcement at the White House down there. So I think we've got the suspense going. We ought to build it. And then it'll get out, of course, once you communicate to somebody, but nonetheless, the suspense will still be there.
What time should it be?
It'll be, I'd suggest, somewhere around 9:15 to 9:30. Our plan is as follows, Mr. President. John is working to see if he can't get Bull Connor to yield to Texas, get Alabama to yield to Texas. If Alabama won't or can't, Alaska will. John will get up and make his speech. Brown will make his. There'll be a demonstration. The voting by acclamation, and at that point, John will be on the podium and say, "Ladies and gentlemen, I've just had word that the president has watched the proceedings in his office in Washington and would like to express his appreciation to the convention." And we switch now to Washington. And the closed circuit will pick you up. Of course, the networks will get it here. And a 2 or 3 minute statement in which you say, "I have been watching the proceedings. I'm proud of this convention. I appreciate what you've done. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow night." And then whatever else you might want to say, if anything.
You think that'd be better than my coming up there right afterwards and appearing?
Well, I do, Mr. President, because I want to play tomorrow night's appearance here by you for all it's worth. And this would be good tonight, but it would take the edge off of tomorrow night's appearance.
I was thinking, though, when Kennedy was nominated, he made a brief appearance that night and came back later to have his acceptance, didn't he?
I believe he did. Of course, he wasn't president, and I do believe that they're...
I don't want to sit around here, though, and let Bobby and them dominate that convention. And that's what the stories are today. You know, he's got all these Irish Catholic girls writing for him.
Yes, sir. Let me make this suggestion.
Bobby sweeps the Atlantic City. Kennedy magic.
Well, this is one reason, Mr. President, we're building a hell of a reception tomorrow night, just the damnedest reception anybody's ever had.
Well, they all come in, got to rest and said this morning, nobody really enthusiastic for Johnson. Ray Moley says so. I don't know where they get it. It's not true with my crowds. It's not true with the people. It's not true with any trip we've ever been on. It's not true in the polls. I don't know where Ray Moley and Scotty Reston and the Philadelphia Inquirer, where they get that nobody cares about me.
I told Scotty last night. He said to me, it's just a shame that there's no real excitement. I said, Scotty, Barry Goldwater went to Cleveland today and spoke, and the best estimates that I've had from our people in Cleveland are that 5,000 people saw him on the street. When the president went there, there were more than 200,000 saw him. And I said, how in the world can anybody get the impression? I said, Barry Goldwater's been to Atlanta twice in the last 4 months, and he did not get any crowds. And when the president was down there, more than 500,000 people got it. I just don't understand this business. He said, well, I guess there's a lot to do about the brother of a dead president. And I said, well, no question about that aspect of it, but you've got to also remember the great respect and esteem people hold for the president. This is why we're trying to build a big crowd tomorrow night. Now, I would like to throw out this possibility. Since the vice president's thing will be cleared up tonight, you might consider, Mr. President, coming in here late tomorrow afternoon before the convention actually begins its evening session. And let's have if we have 12 hours notice, we can get as big a crowd as we can a little later that night. And have you come in here in late daylight and move you to the hotel and let you watch the Kennedy Memorial film from the hotel room and then come to the convention hall. This does two things. One, it gives us a high television appeal before the convention actually opens. Two, it enables to have a daytime reception for you, which I guarantee you will be a whopper. And number three, it saves some time that I desperately need after that Kennedy speech. If something should happen on the way up here and you be delayed 10 to 15 minutes after the Kennedy film tomorrow night, then it shoves us back beyond 10:30 for your acceptance speech. And the ratings that I read to Jack a minute ago that he's giving to you from the first two nights of the convention show that we lose 500,000 homes per half hour after 10:30. So you see, if you get here a little too late tomorrow night, we start losing the audience. But if you got in here late tomorrow afternoon, we had a big crowd. Took you on it, take an hour to get to the hotel with the crowd that we can turn out, bands and so forth.
I would sure try to get all the television exposure I can tomorrow afternoon.
All right, so would you consider coming in here then?
Yes, sir.
All right. Let me get McCarthy and some people together after lunch, after the afternoon papers have gone to bed, and we'll work on this, and I'll call you back. I'll call Jack.
All right.
Well, tomorrow needs to be the mark. It needs to become Lyndon Johnson's convention and Lyndon Johnson's party, and I think it will after tonight. We get the vice president out.